This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a grand roadshow last evening in Patna after inaugurating the new terminal building on Jayaprakash Narayan International Patna Airport and laying the foundation stone for the second airport of Patna at Bihta. The new terminal building at Patna Airport, constructed at a cost of around 1,200 crore rupees, is set to significantly enhance the airport's annual passenger handling capacity to 1 crore. The project of new civil enclave at Bihta Airport is worth over 1,410 crore rupees. Bihar Governor Arif Muhammad Khan, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu were also present at the inaugural function. Today, on the last leg of Bihar visit, Mr. Modi will visit Bikramganj in Rohtas district. He will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone for, and dedicate multiple development projects worth over 50,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the importance of developing the country's agriculture sector as a key step towards making India a developed nation. In a video message on a social media account of the launch of the Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan in Odisha, he stated that the central government is addressing various agriculture-related issues, including ensuring fair prices for farmers' produce and strengthening the agricultural economy.
एक अहम विषय किसानों को आय के अतिरिक्त साधन मुहैया कराने का भी है खेतों की जो मेड़ है उस पर सोलर पैनलिंग का काम हो देश में जो स्वीट रिवॉल्यूशन हो रहा है मधुमक्खी पालने वाले किसानों को लाभ हो रहा है उससे ज्यादा से ज्यादा किसान कैसे जुड़े खेत से निकले जिन अवशेषों को कचरा कहकर फेंक दिया जाता है उससे कैसे एनर्जी बनाए वेस्ट टू वेल्थ क्रिएट कैसे करें
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar stated that the relationship between India and New Zealand is expanding across various sectors. He made these remarks during a meeting with New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Winston Peters in New Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jayashankar highlighted the success of New Zealand's Prime Minister Christopher Luxon's recent visit to India, during which both nations initiated free trade agreement, FTA negotiations and signed several agreements. As a demonstration of India's steadfast dedication to eradicating terrorism, the seven multi-party parliamentary delegations are engaged in high-level discussions during their official visits abroad. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by NCP SCP Supriya Sule met with the leaders of the African National Congress led by Secretary-General Fikile Mabalula. Speaking to media, Mr. Mabalula said that South Africa has pledged solidarity with India in terms of engagement in the fight against terrorism. President Draupadi Murmu has highlighted that there are several languages and innumerable dialects in the country which resonate the spirit of Indianness. The president yesterday inaugurated the two-day literary conference at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre in New Delhi. During the event, President Murmu received credentials from envoys of six nations, including Thailand, Costa Rica, St. Kitts and Nevis, Turkey, Bangladesh and Kazakhstan. The conference will deliberate today on various sessions including Poets Meet, Feminist Literature of India, Change in Literature versus Literature Change and New Directions of Indian Literature in Global Perspective. Prasar Bharati shared audio-visuals of broadcast and dissemination. PB Shabd has invited YouTubers, podcasters and video editors to register for its free services. PB Shabd is a go-to source for copyright-free, authentic and safe-to-use content. The Ministry of Home Affairs will hold the second civil defence exercise, Operation Shield, in all the districts, states and union territories adjoining the western border of the country at the end of this month. The exercise will be held in order to augment the civil defence preparedness against hostile attack. During the exercise, several contingencies will be practised, including air raids from enemy aircraft, drones and missile attacks, activation of hotlines between air force and civil defence control rooms, and activation of centrally located and operated air raid sirens. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru stomped into the final of the tournament after beating the table topper Punjab Kings by 8 wickets in the first qualifier at Mulanpur Chandigarh last night. Bengaluru overhauled a modest victory target of 102 runs with a loss of 2 wickets in just 10 overs. After the first qualifier, all eyes will be on the eliminator where the 4th placed Mumbai Indians will face 3rd place Gujarat Titans today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.